Tape 3, Side 1, Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. I am Mildred J. Menlo, and with my partner, Ruth Weiner, we are interviewing Belle Shapiro at her home, March 31st, 1987.
I said to him, "You don't have to tell me, I can tell you what was interesting. You were in Jerusalem at the King David Hotel." I said, "Yes." He said, "Yes, I was." He said, "I saw this girl, this young woman standing there, and I walked up to her and I said, 'I don't know who you are, but you've got to be Belle Shapiro's sister.'" And that was so funny, because neither of us could see any resemblance whatsoever. But these strange things do happen, and it's all part of George. And then maybe we will. Well, following all those days at the very interesting American Jewish Committee, the outside work, came something a little bit different when I went to work with Bill Mazewski, because I was in charge for one complete summer, of the public relations end of the Civic Light Opera. And there were many things that happened during that time. It's working with the stars, I suppose. I remember one in particular. It was Phil Silvers was there, and he was appearing. And he was talking on the phone. He asked to see me. And he was talking on the phone with Hedda Hopper. And he turned around to me, and he put his hand on the mouthpiece, and he said, "Please tell her how wonderful I am here." And I thought, good Lord, it doesn't take much. Everyone has their low times. So, of course, I got on the phone with Hedda Hopper and told her how wonderful he was and how well he was accepted. I think it was called the Big Banana or something of that kind, whatever. One of the toughest problems I had, well, one of them, just one of them, was with Ginger Rogers. Ginger Rogers came here with her mother. She was divorced from, I don't know, number two, number three. I can't keep track of those things. The interesting thing is that at the Civic Light Opera, you know, they would put on the air conditioning late in the evening so that the top was open and you can't air condition the sky. But Ginger never appeared without gloves on. To this day, I don't know why. And she would rehearse and whatnot. She was the one who gave me a lot of headaches because she didn't feel that on TV she got too much equal billing with the male star, and she felt she was the top star. But how can you do this on TV? She was a headache. But the funny thing about it was her mother used to say to me that at 1:30 in the morning, she wants a steak delivered to the child, in quotation marks, the child's room. That was very important. That was when she had her dinner. One of the most charming things of all was the time when Sound of Music came to Pittsburgh. And it was the day that the Children's Zoo opened up. And I called, now I don't remember, it was the Pittsburgh Press, that was it, to come out with me. Carl Appone came with me on that. I'll never forget that. So first we took the kids to a deli for their corned beef sandwiches, this whole group of children from everywhere, and the girl who played the lead. And after that, we went to the Children's Zoo. Well, I don't know who was the real spectator there, because everybody was watching these kids, and these kids were watching what was going on at the Children's Zoo. And Carl and the photographer were having a ball filming all this. And we got a full page and a half of pictures and story in the press for that afternoon. And you know what the man in charge said to me? Very nice, but we really didn't need all that publicity for that show. Go fight City Hall. That's the way it goes.
End of Side 1, Tape 3. Continued on Side 2.